Hello again, everyone. Good to have you with us for another daily devotional. We're standing here just on the Glenavy Road between Lisburn and Glenavy. And behind me here, you'll see this great hall, Knocknadona Gospel Fellowship meet upstairs. And this is a Protestant temperance hall. And as I say, the people from Knocknadona Mission, they meet upstairs. And like the Tansy Mission Hall, this hall was opened in 1930 under the auspices and leadership of the Reverend Thomas Rogers of Macrigall Presbyterian Church. And for many, many years, Sunday nights and during the week as well, there have been meetings in here, prayer meetings, gospel meetings, harvest services, gospel missions, and it's been a great witness and testimony in this area for many years. There's been many gospel missions held and prophetic meetings as well. And we've had the privilege of preaching and sharing the Word of God in here many times over the last 15 or 20 years or so. But there's a lovely gospel text inside, just above the pulpit on the wall. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Wonderful, wonderful gospel text. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You know, from Genesis right through to Revelation, the Word of God, the Bible, is a blood-sprinkled and a blood-stained book. From the gates of the Garden of Eden, where God took coats of skins and clothed Adam and Eve, blood was shed for their forgiveness and for their acceptance. Whenever Cain and Abel were seeking to worship God and bring offerings to God, Abel brought the firstlings of his flock. Again, it represented the precious blood. Whenever Abraham was to offer up Isaac, he found instead a ram caught by its horns in the thicket, and he offered it up as a burnt sacrifice. Blood was shed. Exodus chapter 12, it was the blood of the Passover lamb that brought deliverance for the children of Israel. Then whenever the tabernacle was set up and the priesthood was instituted, the blood was central. You see, all throughout the Word of God, all throughout the Old Testament, the blood was central to the religious life of Israel. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood, and it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. The author of the book of Hebrews said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And at the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus Christ took the cup and says, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. The Apostle Paul said, therefore, being justified freely by his grace, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's redemption, Paul says, through his blood in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. John spoke in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The Word of God places so much emphasis upon blood atonement. And Jesus Christ upon the cross shed his precious blood for our redemption and for our salvation. Many people are depending on their good works to get them to heaven. Others are depending upon their church. Others are depending on living a kind of a good and a moral life. Others are maybe depending on their baptism, their confirmation. Others depending on sitting at the Lord's table. Some on their church membership, some on their prayers, some on their profession of faith, maybe even in a little prayer that they've prayed. But friend, listen, if you're trusting in anything other than the work of the cross and upon the blood that was shed upon the cross, you're trusting in something that will not get you to heaven. Unless you're washed in the blood, redeemed by the blood, purchased by the blood, you will never enter into heaven. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And on the cross, whenever Jesus Christ shed his blood and died, he was pouring out his life, offering up his life, showing that that sinless life was being yielded and surrendered and sacrificed to God for our sins. And there's victory, and there's virtue, and there's value in the blood of Jesus Christ. William Cooper wrote a wonderful hymn, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains." He was a man in an insane asylum, and just at the end of his tether, broken heart, life that was just spiraling out of control. He felt there was no redemption for him. And then he read in Romans chapter 3 about the blood of Jesus Christ being a propitiation for our sins, and his life was wonderfully changed, and he entered into a life of purpose and usefulness for God. Listen, you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's only one thing that can take your sin away, and it's the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Has it cleansed you? Has it washed you? Has it redeemed you? Why not come to Christ today and experience his cleansing and sanctifying power?